going? Oh, it's fine with us. I was going to suggest that before when he walked in and we kind of lost track, so, a chair for Senator Towns.
Good morning. Oh, Ken Peter.
Sure.
Well, I'm not here.
All right, I think we're about ready to begin again. Mr. Goins, I'm going to ask you to raise your right hand for me, sir. Do you swear that the evidence you will give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Absolutely.
Would you state your name for the record?
My name is Violet Turner Goins.
Okay. I think you know everybody here, Mr. Hamlin. You met Mr. Peters. Mr. Hamlin can ask you a few questions, so go ahead.
Mr. Goins, I want you to speak up as loud as you can here so that we can hear you, okay?
Okay.
All right. What city do you live in?
I live in St. Petersburg.
All right, sir. I ask you the same question I asked Ms. Langley. How old are you, sir?
I'll be 80 this coming April. I'm 49. I'm born in 1914.
1914.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that around the time the trouble happened in Rosewood, you were about 9 or 10 years old. Is that
right? That's right. Yes.
All right. Maybe nine. Nine's probably right. Okay. Who was your mother?
Lisa Carrier. She was a carrier, but she's a Goins. She married. That's my mother. Was a Goins. I'm a Goins.
All right. And where were you born?
Rosewood.
All right. And your father's name?
George Goins.
George Washington Goins?
George Washington Goins.
All right.
My father's name.
All right. Who was your father's mother?
My father's mother? I didn't know her.
Okay. Who was your mother's mother?
Sarah Carrier.
All right. Is that the Sarah Carrier that lived in the Carrier house?
That's right. Yes.
And who was her father?
Hebert Carrier.
What did he do for a living?
Well, he used to cut horses.
Uh-huh.
And he used to cut on seed and haul cedar. And then he started, used to work out of, go off, work to different places.
Some of it he did on his own and some of it for others? Is that
right? That's right. That's right.
Uh-huh. Now, you have a sister named Philomena.
That's right. Yes, that's my sister.
And was her married name Philomena Doctor?
That's right. Philomena Doctor.
Is that Arnett Doctor's mother?
That's right.
Now, you had some brothers and sisters, too, right?
Yes.
Who were they?
The one was next to me. I never knew his name because he died when he was a baby, but we called him Little Buddy.
Little Buddy.
I was Big Buddy and he was Little Buddy.
All right.
Then I had another brother. He's named after my dad, George.
Uh-huh.
And my baby sister, her name is Mazzity. They're all gone.
Okay. Was there a Vera?
That's right, Vera Mazzity Goins.
Oh, okay, I see. A Vera Hamilton?
Hamilton. But she was a Goins, whatever I meant, she was only a Goins.
All right. had a house in Rosewood?
I lived with my grandparents.
With your grandparents?
Yep. Lee Carey and Hebert Carey.
Okay. So you lived in Sarah Carey's home?
Well, that's right.
All right. That the home with the organ in it?
Yeah, let's see, both.
Both?
Piano and organ.
All right. Any other of the houses in Rosewood have piano in them?
Yeah, what's that?
Any other house in Rosewood have a piano in it that you remember?
No, that's the only piano I can remember was at church.
At church?
You know, the organ.
All right. Is that a two-story house?
Story house? Right.
All right. Did you go to church in Rosewood?
A&E Methodist.
All right. How many other churches were there?
The CME and Baptist Church.
Baptist Church, too? All right. You go to school in Rosewood?
Well, I did go because I wasn't too old, you know, when all this happened.
Okay. Before this happened, do you remember going to school in Rosewood at all?
Oh, yeah, I went to school in Rosewood.
Okay. What kind of building was it? You remember?
It was one big building with one room. It was in the same room.
All right. Did you ever go to school in the Masonic Lodge there?
I can't remember.
Okay.
I can't remember if I went to school in the Masonic Lodge or not.
All right, fine. How many houses do you remember there being in Rosewood?
Oh, gosh. I could remember all of them scattered all through in different places.
Uh-huh.
But I couldn't remember. But I know my grandparents had a two-story building. Uh-huh. And Uncle James carried his two-story building. Mm-hmm. Johnny Rice. Yeah, a two-story business.
Johnny Wright was a white man, right?
That's right. Uh-huh.
You have a store there?
He has a store. Mm-hmm.
Anybody else? Keep going.
I believe they had a two-story business.
Was the Hall House down by the depot?
Right there. Right by the depot.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a two-story business direct across in front of my grandparents. It was white.
Okay. About Hardy Davis?
I don't know. I don't think Hardy Davis had no two-story building, but he stayed down near Uncle James, but he was on the same side of the road we was on, same side of the railroad we was on.
Was it a house?
In the house, uh-huh.
All right. I don't want you to limit it just to two-story houses, just any other houses, folks you can remember with homes. How about the Edwards?
I wouldn't know whether this was houses, whether it was theirs or not.
Okay. But do you know if they were living in a house?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they were living in a house.
Okay. Did the Colemans live in a house?
Yes. Yes, Coleman lived in a house. That was my grandmother's sister.
So what you're telling me, you told me this when I took your statement. You don't know whether they owned them or rent them, right?
No, don't.
Okay, good. But I just want to know if you know who lived there in houses. How about the Bradleys? Do they have a house there?
Well, they lived in a house too. They lived right down by the down in there, Johnny Wright.
All right. How about Ed Goins?
He had a whole quarters. He had the Goins quarters.
And can you describe?
That was my granddaddy, but I can't remember my granddaddy because I was too small.
Okay.
I don't know nothing about my granddaddy and my grandmother on the going side.
Do you know what your granddaddy did for a living?
He what, the going?
Yes.
He had a turpentine steel.
He had a turpentine?
But I can't remember when it was operating.
Okay. How many houses were there in Goins quarters?
I don't know. I guess about 5 already.
Okay. Who stayed there?
Well, when this incident happened, my uncle, my dad's brother, was living in his family.
Okay.
There.
All right. Your daddy's brother was?
Yeah, my father's brother.
Okay. Were there any other white families in Rosewood beside the Wrights?
Yes, people still right across in front of us was white.
Do you remember their name?
I believe the name was Colson's, I believe.
Okay. Were most of the people who lived in Rosewood black?
That's right. Most of them was black.
How about Sumner?
Well, I don't know that most of them, because you see, that was a sawmill, and it was black and white and worked to that sawmill.
Right.
I wouldn't know. But I knew my grandmama used to work up there.
Did your grandma, Sarah Carrier now, did she work for Fannie Taylor?
She sure did.
What'd she do?
Wife, iron, clean her house. That was my grandmother, Fannie Taylor.
Did you ever rack wood for Fanny?
That's right. Me and my youngest uncle, her son, my grandmama's son, we was practically, after all this, he kept us together because most of the raised us together.
Uh-huh.
We used to go down and rack wood with grandmama. With grandma while she cleaned house. Well, that wouldn't be, regular because they'd bring a load of wood, and we'd rack it.
On the day that Fannie Taylor said she was attacked, was your grandmother there?
Yeah, she was there.
Was she there with anybody else?
My sister.
Who was your, is that Philomena?
Philomena.
Uh-huh. Did they tell you what happened there?
My sister said that she heard a lady hollering. And she seen this man go out and step across the fence. She said it was a white man.
A white man.
Right.
Did there come a time shortly after that when you heard about Sammy Carter being killed?
Yes.
How did you hear about Sammy Carter being killed?
Well, what had happened, they had a bloodhound trail this guy who's never attacked her.
Who what?
Who's never attacked this tail lady. They had bloodhounds. I think they got up on a reef or something.
Oh, the bloodhounds were trying to get the man who attacked Fanny?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the bloodhound trailed him to my cousin's house, which he was a carrier. And then they trailed him out and trailed him to the fence.
Uh-huh.
And that's where you could trail him. So it acts my cousin, Ava, who was the guy, who carried the guy off? Because he didn't want to tell, but they was going to kill him, and he didn't tell. And so he scared him. He told him, Sammy Carter. Well, they got Sammy Carter, and Sammy Carter wouldn't tell. So I don't know whether Sammy Carter was a Mason or whatnot, and this guy was a Mason. But he wouldn't tell. He said, told him he didn't tell. He was going to kill him. He said, well, you kill him. Kill him. I'm not telling him nothing. And so they killed him. I didn't see him kill him, but they killed him. You know what you hear, because I would never go to his name.
Was that after Fanny, after that incident at Fannie Taylor's house, was Sammy Carter the first black man that you heard about that got killed?
That was the first one. That was the first one got killed.
You know how Sammy Carter was killed?
They say they lynched him, they hung him up and shot holes through him.
Mm-hmm. Did you talk with your grandma then about what was going on in the town?
Well, Grandmama was working to this lady's house. It was Grandmama. She's something worried by Grandmama, my grandmother. She tells Sylvester he was next.
All right.
If he stayed in Rosewood.
All right. And your grandma, her name was?
Sarah.
Carrier.
That's right.
Okay. So you found out from your grandma, Sarah Carrier, that she had heard that Sylvester was next. Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, they didn't say she was next.
Yeah.
They say Sylvester was next, because he stayed in Rosewood.
Okay.
But he was born and raised in Rosewood.
Right.
And he wasn't going nowhere.
All right. Did he tell you that? Did he say that?
Yeah, he serious? And so, about two or three days, nights later, they came.
Who came?
Mob. And I hate to say it, but Bob the Sheriff.
And Bob the Sheriff?
Yeah.
Who was it? What was his name?
Woody Wilkerson. Wilkerson. Wasn't his name.
Now, when they came, where were you?
Upstairs.
In the carrier house?
That's right. That's where I was living at, in the carrier house.
With my
grandparents.
With Minnie Lee Langley?
Yes, she was down there because their family came down to my grandparents. Her family, her grandparents, and her brother, and they all came down to my grandparents' house.
And were you there with...
I was in the house.
Were there a lot of kids upstairs?
Oh, God. We must have about... I don't know, must have about... Oh, God. I believe with my grandparents, with me and my sister and my brother, and my youngest uncle, my aunt, and my grandmother, my uncle and his wife, and my youngest uncle, we all were there. And then Uncle James' family and grandchildren, Minnie Lee and her brother, Reuben, and then her uncles. The rest of them was her uncles. And it was about seven or more.
And what do you remember happening once you all got up there?
Well, they came and they didn't want to kill Grandma. They asked Grandma to come out.
They asked Grandma to come out?
Yeah, and bring everybody out. Except Sylvester, so we came after Sylvester.
Uh-huh.
And Grandmama didn't go out.
All right.
And so they just started shooting in the house.
Who started shooting in the house?
The white people on the outside.
All right.
The mob. They started shooting in the house. And my youngest aunt, the only one was home, she was in the room with Grandmama, and she said, you know, Grandmama had got hit with a bush, or they shot right on through to run the shutters, you know. I didn't near see the key, you know, when it stormed, they had them shutters to protect the windows.
All right.
And they started shooting in the house, and Grandmama got hit with a bullet, and Mom said she laid her down across the bed. You know, she was dying dead, and she made her way on upstairs. And they were just shooting all through the house. And then, my aunt, she begged to come out. My uncle, Sylvester's wife, she begged to come out, and they let her come out. And then they busted in that front room door. It comes right into the hallway. And they bust that door down. That was Uncle.
Who bust the door down?
The sheriff. Uh-huh. The sheriff and I reckon the other one was a deputy. I reckon the both of them was laying in the hallway.
All right. What happened?
He bust that door down. That's where they got.
What happened?
He shot him.
Who did?
Sylvester Carrier.
All right. Then what happened?
And then they were shooting all upstairs and everywhere. We were down low, you know, where we couldn't get hit.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know, he must have was... The rest of them was on the outside. They must have got a fright and a shooting, and then they left. When everything quieted down, then we come downstairs. We all had come downstairs, except my brother. He slept through all of that,
uh-huh.
All that shooting. He was about 4 years old.
Uh-huh.
And when we got down to the bottom of the steps, he woke up, and he started crying for my sister, Philomena Doctor,
uh-huh.
And my youngest uncle. His name was Harold Carrier.
Uh-huh.
He went back up there and got him.
Okay.
And I went to the living room where there was a trunk in there. I had a suit I never wore. It was a suit I had got for that Christmas. And I went to get that suit. When I knew anything, I was stepping over dead people in all of it.
I'm sorry, what? Stepping over people?
Two dead people. Mm-hmm. Dead men in the hallway. So I got scared and I turned around and caught over the crew. And we went out the back and walked down, all the way down to Wiley. We went out from Wiley and we stayed out there in the woods. It was about 2 or 3 nights.
Uh-huh.
And they got us worried. Up to Wiley.
What was going on when you were staying out in the woods for 2 or 3 nights?
I guess they're looking for somebody to kill us. Imagine, because I didn't go back to Rosewood.
Well, did you see people on in cars or on horses or were you able to see anybody?
When it was at Rosewood, I seen, you might see somebody dutting around out there in the yard, and shooting. One thing or another like that, because I believe one of my cousins, I believe a piece of glass hit him in the face, peeping out the window.
Well, when you were in the woods?
Oh, we didn't see that. We had a low fire built out there in the woods, and it was cold.
Did you hear gunshots?
No, I didn't hear no gunshots.
Did you hear bloodhound?
No, I didn't hear no bloodhound.
Did you see smoke or fire?
I seen smoke where my grandparents' house was being burnt down.
Uh-huh.
That was that same day.
All right.
The next day we went back there, or they claimed their wounds still after that night. And they went back the next day and seen smoke. In other words, Uncle James, he had left along with us, and he, I don't know, because he had a stroke. And I don't know, I guess his mind was just messed up, and he went back. He went back and he claimed the city made him dug his grave.
Uncle James went back and they what?
They caught and they made him dug his grave and they shot him down in his grave.
I see. And
that was my granddaddy's brother.
All right. And when did that happen?
That was happening in Rosewood. That was during the same time as
the trouble.
Yeah.
All right. After you were in the woods for a couple days and nights, what'd you do next?
What did we eat?
What'd you do next? Where'd you go?
Ooh, they got word to us to come into Wiley. The train was going to pick us up.
Uh-huh.
And the train did. We came into Wiley and then we got on the train to take us to Gainesville. And
do you know who arranged that?
Who was in Gainesville?
Do you know who made it?
I don't know.
Okay. So you got on the train and you went to Gainesville?
Went to Gainesville.
All right. What did you do when you get to Gainesville?
I got to Gainesville. My daddy had a brother and a sister living in Gainesville.
All right.
And I stayed with Uncle Will. We stayed with Uncle Will. Me and my sister and my brother and my uncle, we stayed with Uncle Will. And my mama come and got us. About 3 or 4 days later, my mama came and got us.
All right. And then what? Then where did you? How long did you stay in Gainesville?
We stayed in Gainesville about four or five, maybe 6 days.
Then what'd you do?
My mother come got me.
Where'd you go?
Carver.
Carver?
In Taylor County.
In Taylor County.
Yeah, I had an aunt living in Taylor County.
How long did you live there?
Well, you didn't live there all that long. You were there a while, and then my dad would be going different places where the log camp. That's what he was doing, working in the farm.
All right.
And we'd go from one place to another, because we went one of them places, get all the logs out, and move to another place, and I just follow my daddy. I seen I didn't get all that much school.
All right.
Because I'd be following my daddy.
Uh-huh. Did there come a time when you left your daddy and went out on your own?
Yeah, when I left my dad, my mother died in 1929.
Okay.
And then I would stay with my daddy. When I got tired of seeing my daddy, I'd go stay with any mom, because all of them was crazy about me.
All right.
And
where were they?
It was there in Lake Coochie. And my dad was, we had to buy some D land, one of Putman Lumber Company, log camp.
Uh-huh.
I had two aunts in Gulf Hamlet. That's the Indian kind.
All right.
And then I just go from around the clock.
Around the clock?
Around the clock.
All right. Did you land somewhere eventually?
Yeah, I was staying with that sweetie in 32, and my daddy got his pension from the government because he was a World War I veteran.
All right.
He got a bonus, and he and my, he then got married again. And he and my stepmother and my sister, Philomena Doctor, and Vera Mazzardy Goins, and Joyce Washington Goins, they all that. But today they went to St. Petersburg.
Did you go to St. Petersburg?
I went. Yeah, I went later.
What year?
1932, in October.
All right.
1932, I went.
Have you been?
And I've been there ever since.
All right, sir. What did you do for a living, sir?
Well, I've done some of everything.
Okay.
So I used to lab. And I used to mix cement. And I worked for the government of Iowa, and they had about 20,000 soldiers there in St. Petersburg during World War II. Mm-hmm. And giant shoes.
Is that called boot black?
Boot black.
How long did you do that, sir?
Oh, okay. I signed boot black from 46 up until here about 3 years ago.
Until about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
From 1946 and until then, you
yeah.
did boot black down
about
in the shop?
About the middle of 1946.
In a shop in St. Petersburg?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At some point, you got married.
When I got married?
Yeah.
Got married February the 15th, 1943.
Very good. How long have you been? You've been married with that? What was the lady's name you married?
Anna Jones Goins. That's her name. Her name was Anna Moore Goins, not, but she was a Jones.
All right. And you all been married how many years now?
61 years.
61 or 51?
Married 15 Goins. We married 61 years.
All right.
I mean 51 years, not 61. 51 years.
All right. You got it. It's a long time in any case.
That's a long time.
Do you ever talk to your wife before these recent times now in this matter? Did you ever talk to your wife about Rosewood?
No. Mm-mm.
You ever talk to your daughter about Rosewood?
No. Me and my sister used to talk about it sometime, and I'd be over to her house and meet her before she died. We'd talk about Rosewood, but that's something you just don't talk about.
Right.
You don't talk about it.
Your daughter tells me she's never seen you cry. Do you ever recall crying?
Did I ever cry?
Yeah.
I didn't even cry when my mama died. I want to talk about crying, but my grandma used to put that switch on me.
Not even at
the grandpa. So there was only mostly all the whippings I got. My mama and my grandmama. My daddy never whipped me for once. Thank me once.
Why didn't you talk about this outside?
I was just feel, you know. Just,
pardon? You were just
what? I just feel things. Tell him what might happen.
Don't tell him what might happen?
That's right, because, you know, during that time, you know, people, I guess, they had relatives and one thing to do, and I guess, when it happened, I just didn't bother about talking about it.
Give me a minute here to look at my notes here and take a break here. Just a minute. And you went to grade school where?
There in Rosewood.
In Rosewood?
Yeah, I went to grade school there in Rosewood, and I went to a little school there in, it's called Putman. That's 14 miles out of D-Line going towards Select.
Okay.
Went to the school there.
And about how far did you get to go?
More to the sixth grade.
All right. And, your daughter now, she has her doctorate, is that right?
Doctorate, yes, sir.
How did you, and from 46 until just about 3 years ago, you were making a living mostly as a bootblack, right? Or doing bootblack.
Yeah, I was bootblacking, and then I was lathe. I used to lathe. I started to learn how to lathe when I started learning how to lathe when it was 36, I believe.
When was the last time you did that last?
Oh gosh, it was a long time, right? I ain't lathe since 40. The last time I did some lathe was in, I believe it was in line by 52, somewhere along.
52?
Somewhere along in there.
Okay. You did some other things to make money too, didn't you? Don't you make jewelry?
Make jewelry?
Yeah.
Oh, I did that when I was in San Antonio when I was in there.
Uh-huh. What other things did you do to make money besides that?
Well, the other way, when I was making a jewelry, that was just something, you know, for your friends, okay. When there's something easy to give them, you know.
To give them?
Yeah, to give them. I didn't know how to make no money out of that.
But when you were shining shoes, were there any other things that you did to make money, or were you just making money?
I was shining shoes. When I was shining shoes, I used to laugh, and when I come from laughing, I shine shoes.
Okay.
And then I started working to the seed. The last job I had was working at the Plaza Theater, not the Plaza Theater, but the Plaza 1 and 2 at Double Theater. And he was the maintainer sign, me and two other boys.
And what'd you do
that
there?
That was a part-time job, and we go to work, and as soon as we get the theater cleaned up, we go on home.
All right.
And then he'd knock off anyway, and then I go to the bootleg place, go shine shoes still.
Did you have a way of saving money? How did you save money?
How did I save money?
Yeah.
I ain't hardly save none.
Huh?
I ain't hardly save no money. The only way I do, because when my daughter was in school, all I could do is try to put her through school.
Right. Did you put money in jars?
In what?
In jars?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Change.
Right.
You know, like I said, in change, because when my daughter was little thing and I had a stepson,
uh-huh.
And he had to see about her when he comes to school. He goes to get up from the kindergarten, and my wife be working, and I be shining shoes. And I just had a can about like that there, about a 4-inch square can. When I get changed, I just put two in there, and I tell him, y'all want something in the store? Look in there, get it. So you in there?
Have you attended? Go ahead.
And I tell him, I said, let me know how much you spend. And he never was a kid, never would run through no money. He's then get them cookies or whatever they want, ice cream or something other.
Right. Yeah. Have you been attending these family reunions that the Rosewood family's been having since about 1984?
Yeah, I've attended the last one because I wasn't going to take that long ride to Washington.
Uh-huh.
And I don't ride airplanes.
Right. Okay. But other than the Washington one last year, you've attended the Rosewood family?
Yeah, some of them.
Some of them.
There's right. Been one in D-Land and three or four up there in Lake Coochie.
Right.
And in St. Petersburg. Yeah.
One moment. When you talked to Phil Mina about Rosewood, what was her position about whether people should talk about Rosewood outside the family?
Well, she didn't want. She was just like me. She wouldn't talk. We was trying to see things that happened, you know, like kids do, and one thing or like that, but.
Uh-huh.
But she never did. We don't talk much about it, me either. Never did have too much.
All right. Mm-hmm. I'll get the hell over it. All right, that's all I have right now.
Yes, sir. Mr. Goins, this is Mr. Peters from the Attorney General's office. He's going to ask you a few questions, too, right now.
You say that you've been to several of those Rosewood reunions?
Yes.
When did they start? Was that about 10 years ago? When did the family reunion start, the Rosewood reunion?
Well, I don't know, because I didn't go to the first one. I know I didn't go to the first or second one. But I went to a few of them, because I went to two or three up there. The Lake Coochie, I went to one in D-Land, and I went to one in St. Petersburg. I went to one in Jackson, Mississippi.
They're all around the state or all around the country?
Yeah.
What do you do at those family reunions, those Rosewood family reunions?
Oh, yeah. Do nothing but just talk about things that happened. Meet some of your friends or some of your relatives you hadn't ever seen. Or some of you on the phone and you don't know who he was.
But you tell stories about how it was back in Rosewood and that.
You didn't hardly talk about that.
You don't hardly talk about that.
Oh.
Talk about it a little bit, those meetings, those family reunions? Okay. Did you go with Mr. Bradley on 60 Minutes? Did you get to do that show? Did he talk to you?
Mr. Bradley on 60 Minutes?
Yes, sir.
No.
Didn't have anything to do with that one?
No.
Did anybody tell you about it?
I seen it on 60 Minutes.
Right. Was that pretty much how it was, or what they told on 60 Minutes?
Well, somebody was. I know my cousin out there, she was on that 60 Minutes thing. I seen her on there. And their mother cousin was died, LaRue. He died. So.
They didn't ask you to go on there, or you just didn't want to, or how come?
No, I didn't know. See,
yes, sir.
Because the one who died, the one who lived in Miami who died, he had my cousin with all the interviews just for you and me. They had her thing that they was on his two relatives who was living.
Yes, sir.
And see, And she knew better.
They forgot you.
Huh? And he didn't. But LaRue knew better because she was going to the family reunion.
So there were more survivors than that we thought there were when they had that 60 Minutes. So,
huh? That's right. Well, here I am. There's Gibbons. Really, there he is and some of them.
To your knowledge, are there any more survivors out there that aren't here with this group today or in this claims bill? You know if everybody's here now?
That was in living in Rosewood?
Yes, sir.
I guess there might be some living. I don't know all of them. But I know all of them was really close to me and her. A lot of them is old people there, they are dead, like my sister and her, a lot of her uncles. My youngest uncle was there. He died. I think he died in New York.
So you might all be here. You might not. You just don't know in terms of what this is called.
That's right.
Right. Is it correct that the folks in Rosewood white folks got along pretty well? Was that a pretty safe place to live until that week in January?
We never had any trouble.
Right.
We never had no trouble.
It was good life, at least until that bad week in January.
Yeah.
You indicated that you worked in St. Petersburg and you did lathe. What is lathe?
Lathe. Putting that lathe with the plastic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. And you had a shoe shine shop?
Yeah, I just shine shoes at the barber shop.
You said there were soldiers down there. What was that during the war?
Yeah. Huh? World War II. Yeah, they were training. They would have some soldiers there. I think it was about 20,000 that taking basic training there. You know, we were working, taking care. So we made a rifle range for them.
Huh?
And then we used to keep up them. The government had took all all them houses, them big hotels and, yes. and big apartment houses for them soldiers to stay. And we had to, you know, keep the grass cut and the hedges and all that trim.
So you worked around those soldiers for a year, a couple of months?
Yeah, instead of come up there and find out what the condition them soldiers was in, and they closed that place up. It's, yeah, some away from there. They were there about, I guess, about a year, man.
Have you ever had any involvement with court? Like, you know, you're a witness to a crime, or you asked the police to help you solve some problem with your business?
Solve some problem with my business?
Yes. Have you ever asked the police to help you with any problems you might have had with your life or your business or your job?
No.
Not at all?
No, not me and my wife. No. You like two peas in a hole.
Huh?
You get along just like two peas in a hole.
And you haven't ever had any reason to need the police to help you out? Since
oh, no.
You were talking about that night at Sarah's Carrier's house. You said you were upstairs with the other children?
Oh, yeah.
Were y'all in a closet? Were you under a mattress? You just stand around? What were you doing upstairs?
It's all on the floor and under the bed and everywhere else.
Uh-huh.
They're keeping bullets from hitting because they're shooting all through the house.
You were up there during most of the shooting or all the shooting?
I was upstairs, me and my sister, and all of us were upstairs in that minute. She won, I think she got there and she was running outside, and my uncle had called her.
She went downstairs?
Yeah. You know, my uncle pulled her under there where he was at.
He was shooting over her shoulder or something.
I guess so.
Did you see him do that?
No, I was upstairs.
Right.
Okay. you got that many eyes.
But you didn't ever come
down. He was downstairs. I was upstairs.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now you told me about one of your, was it Uncle James that those men killed? Got killed?
Yeah, that's my grandpapa's brother.
You weren't there, were you, when that happened? Somebody told you about that?
I didn't see him kill him. No, I didn't see him kill him because we didn't come downstairs out of the house. He came down with us.
Yes, sir.
And we went on, but he is, by his mind, and he had a stroke too,
yes.
And he turned around and he went back. He went back to the house or somewhere. But we were going, we didn't go back. And you see, they made him dug his own grave.
Someone told you that?
Yeah. It was in the paper. It was in the paper. They made him dug his own grave and shot him down in his own grave. Oops. I don't know. They say they stood that youngest boy up. My youngest uncle, Sylvester David's brother. His brother. They stood him up over his mama's grave and shot him down, but he died in New York.
That wasn't true, was it? That they shot him? Who said that? That wasn't true.
It was in the paper.
Oh, okay. The paper made a mistake, huh?
Yeah.
On that one.
Well, he died about 40 years later in New York.
That day that man came out of Miss Taylor's house, you weren't there and someone told you?
No, I wasn't there. My sister was there.
Okay. She told you about that.
Yes, she told. Of course, she went to work with Grandma. She went to work with Grandma that day.
Help us out, if you would, on Polly Wilkerson. Some people say he's a sheriff and some people isn't. You think he is or was?
I think he's a sheriff.
Okay. How do you know that? Because some people say he wasn't.
They always say he was a sheriff. So I was nothing but a kid, but they say he was a sheriff.
Okay.
He used to have his gun. He used to be driving that old car.
Did you ever see him with a badge on, or did you see him hanging around the jailhouse or anything like that?
No, there was no jail in Rosewood. I don't know.
You ever go back to Rosewood after you left?
One time. Stopped through there one time.
When was that?
That was in, I believe that was in 1929 or 30. He was I was living in Gulf Hamlet with my aunt, and their baseball team was playing ball with Peter Key. and we and gonna play us in Gus Hammer that the next day. And so we was going down to see the kids, some more boys, me and my youngest uncle. Both of us was playing on the team, and some more of the baseball boys. We got in the car, we went to see the kids, and we stopped. I went right on the very spot.
Yes, sir.
It's my grandparents' house right there.
So you got to drive through Rosewood to get to Cedar Key from where you live at that time.
Oh, yeah, because you go up, you leave Gulf Hammond, you go up to Otter Creek, and it's 24 and carry it right into Cedar Key.
You recognize the house where it used to be?
There wasn't no house there. The house was burnt down, but I recognized the spot because it was a little old tree that I was growing in the corner of the fence. And we used to have playhouse on that tree. And Grandpa had a cigar box and had muscle about 10 or 12 straight outriggers in that box. And me and his son, which was my youngest uncle, we got them razors. Grandpa was off working. He wasn't in the road, he was off working. And we got them razors and went under that tree. Because the razor blades were sharp, you know. We tried to cut that tree, that old tree down, and just gap them razors all up. And put them back, and get them back, and put them back. And Grandpa come home, and he found out them razors was all gapped up, and he didn't know what dirty butt means, his son. And boy, you talking about burning up butt? So my mama. And my daddy, that was mama, my grandparents, mom and papa. That's what all her grandchildren called, mom and papa. I call my mama sister. What her brother and sister call her sister. And that's what I call her, and call my daddy, Baby George.
Has anybody ever bothered you about having come from Rosewood? Has anybody ever hurt you or threatened you or anything like that?
Yeah. No. Go back to Rosewood?
Yes.
No. A lot of people didn't know I was from Rosewood, but they never did talk about it.
Did you ever think about coming to someone that you trusted and respected, maybe some black judge or black legislator, and asking for some help to get this thing taken care of rather than waiting all these years? Did you ever think about that?
No.
Did any of your family, to your knowledge, ever talk about that? Maybe why you should or why you shouldn't do it?
No, they never. Mentally, Lee Roosevelt. They was on the Survivors, and they're talking about getting a Madeline movie or something. That's what started mostly.
Yeah, tell me about that. Were you in that movie deal? For Rosewood? You couldn't wonder about that.
Was
any
what?
Were you on that movie deal?
No.
Who was?
Well, Lee Roof and what's it called, Cortez? Lee Roof had her thinking that he was on his two Survivors.
Did you ever talk to that movie producer about that movie?
I ain't never seen no movie. I ain't never seen it. No one even know who he is.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much for talking to me. I've been present.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Goin. And like I said to Ms. Langley, if you need to take a break, there's water and drinks and things around the corner.